producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. And as I mentioned, when we first started the program, and as you know, phone calls take precedence over everything. But number one, as I mentioned last week when I reviewed the movies, that I said that Mockingjay was going to beat out Peanuts and Creed, and she did. Creed came in, I think, number two, Peanuts number three. So did you see any movies over the weekend, Manny?
No, I was pretty busy with work and stuff on Friday and Saturday. I watched a lot of college football, so I didn't really have a whole lot of time to go to the movies.
Did you do any shopping?
No.
You're not Friday guy, huh?
Yeah, not really. It just gets a little too crazy for my liking.
Well, I have determined, as I mentioned, this is my second annual Black Friday where I went to Costco's.
There you go.
Because quite often I spend Thanksgiving with friends who have cars. And so last year was the first year just out of everything. And I said, how about Costco? Oh, no, we have to get up really early because it'll be mobbed. And so we got up really early and went there as soon as the store opened. And you could bowl. I mean, there was nobody there. And so this year I said, and it wasn't even my suggestion. I said, let's go to Costco. And I said, great. And we weren't even there very early, and there was nobody there. It was great. So no lines, no nothing. So that was great. So
there you go.
Well, and I was talking with one of the managers, because there were managers standing around who were very lonely. There was no one to talk to. And they said, that basically people go to Costco's for food. I mean, they have other stuff. They have electronics. But people are going to do Costco's. They know the price today and tomorrow and last week, as opposed to Black Friday, where there were all sorts of deals going on. So for anything other than food, I mean, you're probably better off at least checking out the department stores first, because you could always go to Costco the next day. And I think that people tend not to give gift wrapping. And Costco doesn't have boxes, so you're on your own for gift wrapping. But they basically for food. So the day before Thanksgiving, I'm sure, was a mob scene, but not the day after. So there you go. So that was my, it's become my holiday tradition. And I also, one of the things, as I mentioned, I called up my sister and said, about her little every year that we would go around the table of what we were thankful for, and she would, because of the dog. So I called and reminded her of that, and she thought that was funny. Actually, she teared up about it again. I love my sister, but she's a little bit labile, as they say, a little upsy down, see. But I got this really nice email from someone, as I mentioned. I've never actually met him. I've because he works for a friend of mine, and that my friend is very busy, quite often out of town. So his assistant and I have, we have conversations. We have typing conversations. I guess we've talked on the phone a couple of times, but I've never actually met him. And he keeps, every time I get in touch with him, which is not terribly often, but maybe a couple times, three or four times a year maybe, he says, one of these days I have to tell you a story. So I was checking my email bright and early this morning, and he said, listen, one of the things I'm grateful for is you. And he went and he sent me this lovely long email. And what he described was a situation, and I didn't ask him if I could talk about it, so I'm not going to mention his name or anything of that sort. We talked about a situation where he sort of was a little overwrought one day and yelled at somebody. And he felt really apologetic about it. And so he said, what would Joy do? So he called up the local florist. He makes pottery and stuff. So he called up a local florist and ordered a huge bouquet and took over the one of his handmade pottery things and had it delivered to this person saying, I'm so sorry. And he sent me the letter that she had sent back to him that basically said, what a gracious thing to do, and we're not always our best self, and I'll treasure the homemade thing that you made for me, and I actually came over to your house. The best part of the note that he forwarded to me that she'd sent to him, and he said, she said, I actually came over to your house to give you a hug. And she said, I'm not that kind of person. I don't give hugs. I'm not a huggable person. And she said, you weren't home. So I left you a note. But it just made me smile. And because not so much, I mean, the thank you, it's always wonderful to get some kind of feedback of somebody actually hearing what you're saying. Because as the guys know, you know, sometimes after we're done with a call and we're on a break, I'll say, they'll never do it. You know, because you can hear that some people actually hear. That some people are actually saying, oh, okay, yeah, no, I can hear. And you hear other people saying, and you know they're not getting through, which is not their problem, it's mine. And it's my job to try and have them think about something in a different way. But it's not the world's easiest task on either side of the equation. That it's my job to try and figure out a way in a very short period of time. But changing people's minds, it is not easy to change our mind. It's not easy to change our behavior. I was reading something, I guess, by Mark Twain that says, it's not so much what you don't know will hurt you. It's what you believe in that isn't true, that you absolutely believe in that's just not true, which is going to get you. And so it's really nice when someone says, "Oh yeah, you know, I did it, and it worked." But the fact that she was as touched by it and that she changed her behavior in that moment. The phrase, you know, that I came over to give you a hug and I'm not a huggable person. I'm going to take that one with me to my grave, I think, which is a lovely thing to do. So, alrighty. So it turns out, well, I'll tell you what today is. Today is a National Moose Day. The kind with a U, not, how would you spell moose? I guess the time, both of them have U's in it, don't they? The kind with two S's, not one. That's the way to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
As in chocolate. Although people are always sending me chocolate, mousse, whatever. It's also stay at home because you're well day, which they're never going to believe it. You're on your computer. It's National Computer Security Day because today is Cyber Monday. So if your computer isn't secure, it's a little late. And Manny, in his wisdom, put up its National Meth Awareness Day, and I said, Manny, look, when we say National Stay at Home Because You're Well Day and dealing with meth, that's not going to sound good. We should just take that off. So I'm taking Meth Awareness Day off. If you're dealing with methamphetamines, you're on your own.
And just to be clear, I'm not advocating for the use
Thank
of
you so much for that.
Methamphetamine, just, obviously. But.
Yeah, blowing up your own garage. All right, so it turns out that the Black Friday sales were actually down this year. They're down $1 billion. Last year, apparently, they were about $14 billion. And this year, they were, can you believe, $14 billion spent on one day? I mean, think about that. $14 billion. Yeah. I mean, it's unthinkable. They call them brick and mortar. And the reason they were down is because Internet sales for Black Friday, Thursday, they grouped them together because so many places did Thursday and Friday.
Right. That was going to be my question is, you know, how do they quantify, you know, online purchases?
Well, that's it. I'm about to tell you, my darling, yeah. Mr. Meth Awareness Day, where we abbreviate it to Mad Day, Meth Awareness Day. Okay. Is that they calculated that cyber sales for just Thursday and Friday were up almost $3 billion. So people spent $1 billion less in stores, but almost $3 billion more online. So the question is, what happens today? Now, it's a really interesting thing. I think those statistics are worldwide for some reason, because I think one of the articles came out of Britain. But they were saying last week that they expected Cyber Monday to reach $3 billion for the first time. But it reached almost $3 billion over the weekend. Not even over the weekend, Thursday and Friday. So, I mean, I'm buying more stuff online. Are you? Do you buy stuff online?
Oh, yeah.
What do you buy online?
Especially if like shipping costs and everything are
yeah, when they do no
cheap.
Shipping, yeah.
Yeah. Or just like reduced shipping, which is
Amazon does.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, all right, we'll talk about you and Black Friday. Give me a call if you'd like, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so you heard that that actually, I guess people were more shopping, or maybe they were shopping mostly online, but movies were not quite up to expectations in terms of how many people went to the movies. As I said, Mockingjay beat out both Peanuts and Creed. And what was the other movie that opened there? I think there was another movie that people were expecting to do. Oh, and I didn't mean Peanuts. I meant Good Dinosaur. It beat out Good Dinosaur and Creed. Both Peanuts and James Bond still hung around. All right, so one of the things we were talking about is whether or not, I guess we'll know tomorrow about Cyber Monday. We were talking about buying things online. I think you get some good deals online. My experience has been I bought more stuff online in the last. My daughter really led the way. I actually bought some furniture online once, which turned out to be really positive. The problem is buying it is easy. Returning it is not.
Yeah.
And even when people say free returns, that quite often means it's free returns. All you have to do is get it to the store, and we won't charge you a reshelving fee. Although sometimes they do that as well. I mean, it's just, and so what you have to balance, I mean, one of the reasons that things are cheaper online, presumably, is there's not a bricks and mortar. There's not a building, and there's not a salesperson, and they don't have to do inventory. But, man, trying to get something, I ordered some shoes, and they were supposed to be sent to the house, and they were sent to the store instead. And the whole deal was that if you spent more than $25 or something, it was free delivery. So I said, why, given that the order was more than that, why would I have had them sent to the store? And it took forever. And I'm not even sure that it's done. So, I mean, and my kid doesn't even think twice about it. I think she buys everything, I think, online. But as I said, buying it is easy. Returning it is not. And if there are any problems, it's a nightmare as far as I'm concerned. But maybe it's the brave new world I have to get used to. And speaking of brave new world, remember do we have it posted on the website, my being the ringmaster at the Big Apple Circus?
I do believe we have that.
I think
it is on Facebook.
So I went to a play on, was it Saturday? I mean, when 4-day weekends get really confusing. I think it was actually Friday night. Whatever. And someone says, I'd recognize that voice anywhere. Because the usher was saying something, and I said, yeah, I know, it's this row. And someone says, I'd recognize that voice anyway, Dr. Joy. And it turns out that it's John Kennedy King, who is the actual ringmaster at the Big Apple Circus, who's sitting behind me. And we had, seeing him out of uniform, and he was with one of the roustabouts and two of the clowns from the Big Apple Circus. And it turns out the director of the play that I was seeing, which I will review for you Wednesday, is also was a director of the Big Apple Circus and is now going to do Cirque du Soleil is coming to Broadway next year, which I didn't know, and he's going to direct that. So they invited me to come and have a drink with them afterward, which was really fun. And usually I kind of scurry on home and I really tend not to drink, but I mean, how could you not? So it was such, and I got to meet two of the clowns who are two of the sweetest people, and it turns out they're freelance clowns. Did you know there was such a thing? When they decide they go away to join the circus, they make their own circus wherever they are. And they got married this year, I guess. And she got married in a balloon wedding gown.
Hmm.
And they showed me a picture of it, and it's gorgeous. I mean, it's not those little balloons that they make dogs out of. It's much thinner, and it's this beautiful dress. And I said, well, how did you find someone? And she said, well, I decided to find out who made the best balloon wedding gowns. And I said, you mean there's more than one? Apparently, there are. So for those of you who are looking for something a little bit different, they make balloon wedding gowns. And I said, what do you do for the groom? Just give him a pin? I don't know what. So it was a really fun thing to do, though. So, and a very New York kind of thing, don't you think, running into the ringmaster of the Big Apple Circus and going out for drinks with the clowns?
Sure.
It was really fun. Nobody was in clown outfits, including me. All right, on this day in New Orleans, My birth. I guess, does it count as my hometown? I guess it is. I actually grew up mostly in Denver, but I was born in New Orleans, so I guess I have multiple hometowns.
When did you move to Denver?
I was only I moved to Denver when I was about. Let's see, I was in Norfolk, Virginia, for a while as well. I think when I was about maybe 4 or 5, I guess.
Okay.
I'm trying. The rest of my family was born in. The rest of my sibs, I think, were all born in Denver. So I guess maybe, you know, I certainly started school there.
Okay.
So I guess I guess you can't consider.
I guess
New Orleans is my birthplace.
Yeah, whichever city is near and dear to your heart the most.
Well, I spent more time in Denver. I think New Orleans is my birthplace, but Denver's where I grew up. So at any rate, in New Orleans, the Spanish representatives officially transfer the Louisiana territory to a French representative. 20 days later, France transfers the same land to the United States as the Louisiana Purchase. I think that's called flipping, isn't it? And they probably made a lot of money.
Yeah.
The Spanish sold it to the French for $4. The French sold it to the United States for $4 gazillion. Do we? I wonder if we have any. Is there any information about actually what the transfers were?
Hmm.
We'll have to check that out. Speaking of money, honey, in 1982 on this day, Michael Jackson's second solo album, Thriller, is released worldwide. It will become the best-selling record album in history. Did you know that?
I did know that it was the best-selling record album in history. I did know that. I didn't remember the actual date.
The date? I don't think I realized. If you'd said best-selling record album, I probably would have said Elvis, but it's actually Michael Jackson.
I did buy the... I do remember buying the 25th anniversary edition of it when it came out.
It really holds up very well.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It's amazing.
To this day, I love it, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the holograph show.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when the Pepsi thing where they set his hair on fire?
Yeah, I do remember that. I think we've actually mentioned that in one of our Day in Histories before, I think.
Where he set his hair on fire?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
I think it was in one of them, one of our Day in Histories.
I'd probably believe that. In 1993, this is a Manny thing, the NFL awards the 30th franchise to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Where they still reside today.
Yeah, there you go. So are there more than 30? Have they?
There's 32 teams now, actually.
Right. So who are the latest two? Do you know? You probably do.
Well, it's kind of weird because the old Cleveland Browns, they moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens.
Right.
But then what happened was the new Ravens were playing a couple of years after the old Browns moved to Baltimore. They brought back the Cleveland Browns as an expansion team. So they added another team and they brought back the old Cleveland Browns, basically.
That's kind of confusing, huh?
Yeah, it is a little confusing. And then they added the Houston Texans in a couple of years after that. So there's 32 teams.
There you go. See, I knew you'd know. All right, speaking of which, Louisiana Purchase, the U.S. paid 50 million francs, which is $11 million. And a cancellation of debts worth another another 18 million francs, which is 3.75, for a total of 68 million francs, $15 million, which averages to less than 3 cents an acre. Adjusting for inflation, the modern financial equivalent spent for the purchase of the Louisiana territory is $237 million, which averages to less than 42 cents an acre. So that's not such a bad idea, right? Louisiana Purchase. It doesn't say how much they sold it for. My guess is that the French made a tidy profit. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I thought we'd talk about people's Black Friday experience. Mine was Costco. Manny's was football games, which I guess technically on Friday. Well, you had to work on Friday, right?
I did work Friday, and you know my other job is a sports talk radio station. So part of being at work was watching a lot of college football, because there was actually college football on Friday too, because of it being a day after Thanksgiving. But yeah, so.
I feel you know, if it was anybody but you, I'd feel really sorry for you. But you love football. You love football.
I do. Yeah.
You would watch
football
for free.
And basketball. I would sit and watch those sports all day if I could.
Yes, you would. So the fact you get paid for it, you know, I sort of feel guilty that his time with me is time away from balls. But I figure we probably have almost enough balls on this program to keep him interested. That was a terrible thing to say. All right. 855-993-7569. Do you realize that Christmas is 3 weeks from Friday?
I do realize that. Isn't that
so
crazy?
All right. I'll tell you what. I saw what I think is the best movie of the year over the weekend, which I don't think I'm allowed to review yet, but I think it's time. Well, Manny, we'll have to put up, except we're going to put it up, but we're not going to we're not going to actually access it for a couple weeks. Does that mean we should wait? I thought we'd let people nominate what they thought the best movie of the year was and why. But if we put it up now and let people do it, will they be able to, will we be able to access it in a couple of weeks or not?
I think so.
Why are we doing?
Okay.
Because I'll tell you, I'm making for for the Oscars, there's 10 slots, which I think is at least five too many. It's stupid. There should only be five.
Yeah, it's really weird how they've, in the last, well, I guess more than
a few
years now.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's really, that's just too many.
Well, I'll tell you why they did it. They did it because there got to be this huge divide between movies that made money and movies that the Academy thought were really good movies. So that's why they expanded it, basically. They also felt that the Academy was being viewed as kind of, how do I say this gently, old farts. And and therefore that they felt trying to get, Anne Hathaway and James Franco was sort of that attempt to try to get a younger audience, which failed dreadfully. Mm-hmm. But an awful lot of people feel that it's really diluted the category. And although the movies that would win probably always would win anyway, but there are just too many in the category. The Golden Globes, which is the foreign press, sort of does it by having movies that are either, they have comedy and, well, they have comedy and musicals in one category and then drama in the other. And they're actually apparently putting The Martian in a comedy category, which is bizarre. But, all right, so let's put up, you have to tell me what your favorite movie is of the year and why. You can't just nominate, you have to say why. All right, so let's look and see what people did on Black Friday, because you and I are both, we are bad people that we didn't do what everybody else did on Black Friday. We are part of the $1 billion that didn't get spent on Black Friday. But we didn't spend it on Cyber. Are you going to shop today? Are you going to do Cyber Monday or not?
I might do a little bit. A tiny bit.
Well, I've looked at a lot of the stuff. It just, none of it, I mean, the thing is, I'm going to go be with my daughter over Christmas. And so, for her boyfriend, I have to figure out stuff for her. I basically take her shopping. And we've done that for years. Even when she was a small kid, I'd have something for her to unwrap on Christmas. And then we'd go shopping after Christmas sales, the day after. Although after Christmas sales now start like today.
No kidding.
It used to be that the day after Christmas was the day that stores were, either people were exchanging things or the sales went on. But the sales start, they started, I don't even know, a long time ago. So figure out what she wants to do. Alrighty, so let's hear what people what Friday blackness they did.
Amber, we'll start with Amber. Amber says, none. I didn't have the money.
Amber, my darling. Well, I mean, I hear that there are, there are wonderful things to do that have nothing to do with, well, they have to do with a little bit of money, like things like making cookies or making homemade vinegars, or one year I made those little sock puppets. The little sock monkeys, although that cost a fortune and had blood all over it because I'm not a great seamstress and I was still sewing them together on Christmas Eve and everybody hated them. So I don't necessarily recommend that unless you're much better. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but it was not.
Yeah.
All right. So it doesn't have to be, I mean, you can sort of I know people, which I think is kind of wonderful, that go through and go through their jewelry box and give good jewelry, not junk jewelry, not, one earring or something to people, which, it's kind of a combination of purging and giving away things that you no longer wear that might be really valuable to somebody else. There are also a lot of swap shops that'll do that you can go and swap stuff. But I'm with you, sugar.
Harold says, not at all. The day after Thanksgiving is jammy day, where you stay in your pajamas all day long.
Well, we
I can't argue with that, man.
Manny, we seem to have our very own acolytes here, right? The Joy and Manny, you know, we're not going out of the house on Black Friday except to Costco group.
Right, yeah. Barb says, you'll like this one too. Barb says, I was happy to save 100% on Friday by not going anywhere.
I don't know. I think we have just discovered when I did my at one point I had a TV show with CBS with iMark, and at one point I did a TV show with Discovery Health, and what they did was they put a camera in the studios, and they would simulcast my radio show, which actually turned out to work better than I thought it was going to. But what I discovered was this little pocket of young women who had not graduated high school, who had a bunch of kids, and were working at Walmart or something and getting the daylight speed out of them. And, you know, I'd say, you know, why are you with him? Because I love him. Well, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go? Vast silence. So from that, it's part of how I decided to kind of reposition my foundation. So I discovered this little pocket of people that no one knew existed, and I think we've just discovered a little pocket of people that no one, the Joy's jammies joint or something, that you guys all stay home in your jammies and listen to the podcast or something as on Black Friday. We could call it Brown Friday, right? You stay in your jammies. All right, let's see what else we got.
Janet,
folks, I just want you to know that together we're responsible for $1 billion of sales not occurring. All right, keep going.
Janet says, I bought an aloe plant at a yoga and wellness center because they were doing an herbal foot soak demonstration that evening, and I can walk there, although I didn't. My feet hurt too much that night. They hurt a lot less after the foot soak, though.
Well, you know, aloe is great. You know, it looks basically like almost, it's a plant, obviously. And you can actually take the leaves, and is it the cactus family? It may actually be. And it's kind of milky when you break the leaves off. And you can literally put it right on a cut or something, and it's magical. Aloe is really great. So good for you.
Anne says, are you kidding me? Not on your tin type.
Well, I told you, from now on, we're going to call it Brown Friday. Everybody stays home.
Antonio says, always, but only for big ticket items, like a washer, dryer, bedding, electronics, etc.
So that he did go buy that stuff?
I guess so. Sounds like, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, an aloe vera looks like it's cactus. It's got most of the stuff I've seen has got spiny stuff on it. But for most cactus, it sort of has white milky stuff in it. Mm. And putting it on a cut or bruise, and obviously soaking your feet in, it's really good. And I had a friend who'd cut himself with his razor or something, and you could we put it on it in a grocery store. You could literally see the stuff almost like, you know, like slow motion. It was really amazing.
Hmm.
Really works.
Paul says, I don't enjoy being part of a herd. I prefer to shop in a calm and orderly manner.
Well, good luck, honey. I'm trying to think how you could do that. You let me know. No hurt. I just figured the place to stay away from was Macy's. Do not get anywhere near Macy's.
Leah says, I would have, but I'm broke. Margaret says, I actually did. Went out early-ish on Friday for a few specific things. I was in and out fast. Same thing today. Exactly how I like to shop.
Well, I remember was it 3 years ago or something that was it the Walmart where the poor guy was crushed to death? Remember that, of people trying to get in?
Yeah.
And a lot of them had like early bird specials. I don't know. I folks, I think we've discovered another pocket of little slackers. Slacker shoppers.
One last one here before we go to break. Robert says, I stopped by Walmart on Thursday just to see the craziness. I did pick up some cheap DVDs and a tablet for $28.88.
Well, there you go. So we've got two out of a gazillion. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's make sure that we're caught up, because there were a couple days where I wasn't here on email, so we're not leaving people stranded.
Well, we got one email over the little Thanksgiving break that we had from David, and David said, Dr. Joy, I've never called into the show because I'm a night owl, and you're long off the air by the time I hear it. I just wanted to say that one of the many, many things I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving is you. Let me explain. I am a chronic pain sufferer. There are days where I can barely walk. So when I leave the house, it's usually in the middle of the night when there aren't very many other people around. I drive and I listen to your show. Listening to you and the care you take with your callers always seems to make me feel a little better. If I'm ever awake when you're actually on the air, I'll call in and thank you myself. But for now, this will have to do. Thank you so much, David.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm really touched. But let me say something to you, Sugar. That being awake when other people are asleep and asleep when other people are awake is going to be isolating. And one of the things we know conclusively about pain, and you know it, I mean, you've already figured this out on an instinctive basis, is that you can distract yourself sometimes. But you've set up a lifestyle with minimal distraction. What I'd really love for you to try doing is try being awake during the day with other people, and maybe even, I know driving when you're in pain and then when there's more traffic around is a problem, but on days, and you know that there are days where your pain is better and days when your pain is worse, and on days where you feel like you're a little bit ahead of it, see if you can take a walk down to the end of the block, or drive yourself to the mall and walk a little bit around the mall, or get yourself an ice cream cone. I just don't want you to become more and more isolated, because you will, in fact, be more and more isolated, and there'll be less and less distraction for you, which means that the pain will feel more and more overwhelming. So I'm incredibly grateful that you got in touch with me, and I've always said that one of the things I am truly grateful for, and it almost goes without saying, which it shouldn't, is that I'm incredibly grateful for you all, for you sharing your lives with me and sharing your successes and sharing your concerns and your fears, because we live in a society that really encourages people to pretend everything's okay. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Right? To be trivial, to be superficial, to never let them see you sweat. And so the fact that you're willing to be honest with me and share that you're having a problem and asking for help has always felt truly a blessing to me, and I'm sorry that you feel that you need the help sometimes, but I'm incredibly grateful to be able to offer some solace and hopefully some help, some different perspective, a different alternative. But I really want you to see if there's not a slightly different way of leading your life and a slightly different way of treating your pain as something that you have, not something that overwhelms you. And by being awake only on the overnights is going to isolate you and make diversions much harder to come by and make social interactions much harder to come by. And I live probably in one of the four or five cities in the world that is essentially a 24-hour city. And it's amazing when you go someplace else and people are saying, okay, well, let's go out for dinner. And you're saying, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, but restaurants close. Well, no, they don't. Restaurants, I mean, even the drugstores are 24/7. McDonald's are 24/7. The movie theater, only in this part of the world and several other parts of the world. But I really would like you to at least experiment. Maybe that's your New Year's resolution, of at least being awake when other people are awake and asleep when other people are asleep, and see if that doesn't change your perception of the chronic pain, okay? Because we know that distraction really works. The example, and I'm not in any way dismissing or minimizing chronic intractable pain, because it's exhausting. Having helped set up a bunch of pain clinics and having recently just come through broken toes and back problems, that it can really make you kind of cranky. But if you keep yourself isolated, it will make things more, it will make the pain, it's in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the land of the pain, you've got nothing else to think about, that's what you're going to focus on. So do us both a favor and at least experiment with being awake when other people are awake. Even for a couple of days, you can always go back to your little hibernation, but just try it and see if it doesn't change things a bit. And you're going to be cranky with me, and you're going to say, see, it doesn't work, but try it for a couple of days. And also push yourself a little bit on those days where you're not feeling completely overwhelmed, where your pain is not a 10, that it's maybe, a 3 or 4. Experiment a little bit. Try and do other things. And that doesn't mean sitting in front of the television set or even calling me. It means getting out and doing something, and maybe volunteering at the local homeless shelter, or or at the local vet, at the local dog pound or something. I just saw a really incredible movie called, I'm not sure why it's called that, it's called White God. And it's a foreign film, and it's dealing with a little girl who has a dog whose name is Hagen. And I've been trying to figure out why they call it White God. But Hagen, it's not animation. It's this little girl is forced by her father to abandon the dog. And the dog essentially, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think what movie I just saw where the dog unites all the other dogs. But this is not animation. It's not fiction. Well, it's probably fiction. It's just not animation. All right. So listen, thank you for your kind words, but I really want you to try experimenting with a different lifestyle temporarily. And then you can call up and let me know that it worked or didn't work. But you're very grateful. You're very welcome. And I appreciate the kind words more than you know. I mean, because, you never know that... As I said, the guys and I sometimes we would have a pool, except there's no way of getting the feedback that says, yeah, something's going to change. And so when I do get some feedback, I'm always incredibly grateful, and especially when it's positive. But even when it's not, if something doesn't work, you can call up and say, hey, this didn't work. Can we try something else? And we will try something else. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so the news today, if you're going to do Cyber Monday, I'll tell you one of the things that I've discovered having been hacked is don't use one password for everything. And, I mean, I think most of us do that just because there's so many things that need passwords, but you're still better off not having one password for everything, especially when it has to do with getting on into your internet and then anyway into your bank accounts. I know. Everybody would say, well, gee, I mean, nobody in their right mind would do that, but I did. There we go. And for those of you who are worried about the Starbucks and Donald Trump, the Italians are outraged over a school decision to ban festivities. They're saying that they canceled Christmas. I don't know. In a multicultural world, I don't know. I don't think you ban anything. I think you just add everything. I think you have Christmas, you have Hanukkah, you have every holiday.
Let's not be Scrooges.
Well, no, I think you just add everything, because then it's fun. Almost all holidays have wonderful things that go on as winter solstice, so let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Mastig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Mastig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Mastig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Mastig.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.